hard shell.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got a hard shell church right here.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Then there's absolute, and then there's a hard shell, and then there's absolute. They both the hard shell. Some of them believe. Well, they say there's no in white bread, brief what to be will be, in spite of all can be. But these are not quite that hard, I don't think. I don't know really the difference. Well, I know these out here, they don't believe in carrying a child to school. They don't have Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, all the rest of the churches does.
Mm-hmm.
Child's part. Mm-hmm. And I'm nothing. See, because my mother was a Free Will Baptist and my daddy was too.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, I ain't never been nothing.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear a religious group called a hard case?
Well, that's a hypocrite of any denomination either.
Uh-huh.
And you'd say, mostly that referred to as hard shell, because some of them say, so, well, what about old so-and-so?
Uh-huh.
Says, he a hard shell? Says, he's a hard case.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Well, what would a hard shell be?
Well, he'd be a primitive Baptist.
No. Uh-huh. And he he wouldn't be a hypocrite, though?
No.
But a hard case.
He'd just be a hypocrite.
Any kind of.
Yeah, he'd just be a hard case. In other words, he'd be like me, didn't participate at all, or either he'd be participating and be a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not a hypocrite, but I don't participate, so I guess I'm a hard case.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
If something isn't imitation maple syrup, you say it's
pure maple syrup.
Uh-huh.
It's not imitation.
Uh-huh. And anything, if it isn't imitation, you say it's
pure.
Mm-hmm. Or
real.
Uh-huh. Or another way of saying that just would be to
imitation means just what it says.
Mm-hmm.
Imitation means something. It looks like it, but it ain't.
Mm-hmm.
I guess now. I'm not trying to be smart, but I think that's what imitation means.
Mm-hmm.
Just like brick siding on your house, you know, people nail that roofing up there. It looks like a brick, but it's an imitation brick.
Mm-hmm.
What it is. Or stone, imitation stone. They got all kinds.
Uh-huh. If it's real, you might say it's genuine. Uh-huh.
Of course, the southern name for that is genuine.
Uh-huh.
That's genuine.
Uh-huh.
Or purebred, that's just purebred.
Uh-huh. What kinds of seasoning might you have?
What kind of seasoning?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, we pepper and sage and salt and... Well, I really don't know. I don't know how to cook myself, but I... That's why we used to put salt seasoning in. I mean sage, salt and pepper. Of course you got nutmeg, you know, for the cakes and vanilla and strawberry and lemon and jello that goes in all them too. Different kinds of jello, lemon, raspberry.
Would you ever make a kind of something with maybe syrup and nutmeg and things like that to pour on a cake or a pie?
On a pancake? Well, I've seen them put butter. Milk, syrup, put butter. Well, they call it fried syrup, like when I was a kid. And it's pretty good stuff.
What would you do? How would you do that?
They just put butter, grease, syrup in a pan and cook it together.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be thicker, really, than the syrup would be.
Mm-hmm.
They call it fried syrup. And it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's one of them homemade remedies like kush and hush puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Just something to get by on for supper, see, when you really didn't have to eat. You just getting by.